Thank you. finish that peanut butter cup.
Wait for it. There's the end.
As the rain comes down on everything, Roy Wood, formerly of The Move and Electric Light Orchestra, a solo LP from 1981.
I was actually imagining Tom Waits singing that song.
Sure.
And hearing it working very well in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the two of them have nothing in common vocally, but just the emotional tenor of the song and the melody, it would work really well. Tom Waits would be cool singing that one.
That's The Rain Came Down on Everything by Roy Wood from the One Man Band LP from 1981.
And before that was Al Green, title track of the Bell album, B-E-L-L-E, from 1978.
That's nice.
It is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tempted right now to break into my Tom Waits imitation, but I'm going to resist.
Oh, please don't. Spare us.
I'm going to resist. You shan't hear it tonight.
Okay.
Off microphone, maybe. When we play the next song, I'll start singing it.
On some enchanted evening, we'll hear Chuck's Tom Waits.
Somewhere.
Then you can hear my Jonathan Richman.
I think it has to be a much later in the fall when it's even more.
Oh, I see.
More dark, because it's already this week starting to feel so dark so mm-hmm. early.
What's the deal with that? I guess
it's called fall.
It's called fall.
Let me explain.
It's called autumn.
Here, look at me, Joel.
The globe autumnal equinox
the globe sort of turns.
Yeah.
And when it goes.
Oh,
around,
I see. Yeah. The Earth is at a tilt.
Yeah.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the Earth is closer to the sun during our winter, but we are tilted away. You see.
The heat far away right now. That mean cold.
Mm-hmm. All right. And dark, which I like.
Well, when we're not busy watching the skies for you.
What? We're listening to progressive long-haired Midwestern rock?
Well, we had flute rock earlier. Now, violins. Stand back, here come the violins. There were little violins in the last song. And now someone that features it in a much different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's their biggest hit. Heartland rockers that they are. They're from Kansas. Topeka, to be exact.
And so named themselves after the state they're from, that being Kansas.
Because they're clever.
Yeah.
It's Kansas and Dust in the Wind from 1978.
It's deep, ladies and gentlemen. Really deep. This song can change your life.
Please, grasp the philosophy, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Dust in the Wind.
And if you ever are signing somebody's yearbook, you know, make sure you quote a line from this.
Just put down.
Just to show how deep you are.
We're all just dust in the wind.
Kansas. Dust in the Wind.
And Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB. As far as I'm concerned, one of the standout tracks on the solo debut album from Beach Boy founder and main predominant songwriter Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
That's Melt Away.
From 1988.
Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot.
Nice.
There's some other stuff on that record I'm not so fond of.
Uh-huh.
That one stands out with me and sticks with me. It's kind of got that joyous, beautiful, yet melancholy Brian Wilson feel to it.
Just put out his second solo album a couple of months ago.
Called Imagination.
Yeah.
Kind of the same cloth, actually, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Still, it's nice to hear him making new music.
Yes, I'm so happy he's able to do that still. Mm-hmm. Before that was Roy Wood.
With The Rain Came Down on Everything.
Oh, that was before that.
Yeah, well.
And then what was before that?
Oh, Kansas, actually.
That's right.
Dust in the Wind.
Yeah, I got all confused.
Oh, you...
Kansas, Dust in the Wind was before that.
You made me dizzy.
That's okay. We've got more to come. Miles to go before we sleep. Lots more mellow to get.
Mm-hmm. How much more mellow can we get?
Lots more, Joel.
Oh, that's pretty mellow.
Have you never been mellow with Chuck and Joel right here on Club 14?
KLBB. That Fred Knobloch, he sounds an awful lot like Kenny Rogers in spots.
He kind of sounds like Randy just Newman a little bit every once in a while.
The generic male half of the duet. Equally generic Susan Anton,
you know,
the female half of that duet.
You know, I'm looking here for other Susan Anton hits, and you know what? There aren't any.
unusual.
Much known as one of those actress slash models. They actually refer to her in the book as that.
Okay.
Fred
famous for being famous.
Apparently. Fred Knoblauch, big hit on the country scene, actually, in the 80s, mm-hmm. with Skylar Knoblauch and Overstreet, which later became Skylar Knoblauch and Bickhart.
SKB.
Yeah, they used to be SKO, then they were SKB. They actually went by the acronym. We're not making that part up on our own.
Okay.
But that was Fred Knoblauch helping out Susan Anton and Killing Time from 1980. There we go.
Wow, that's a fairly generic and faceless and nameless kind of song there.
Yeah, but see, you and I were checking out tunes, you know, before we played it, mm-hmm. and it's that song right there is downright masterful compared to the nameless, faceless photo glow tune we almost played.
Someday we'll be playing.
Oh,
that.
We'll be playing it. Don't you worry. Oh no,
something to look forward to in the weeks ahead.
We'll play it all right.
Knoblauch Anton, powerhouse double play combination.
Well, speaking of Knoblauch being country. On the country scene, country crossover,
mm-hmm.
the mellow rock of the 70s and the decades surrounding it very much has a big part
kind
in
of
the...
a Western influence.
And there's a big country crossover aspect to the mm-hmm. mellow stuff. There's no... You can't avoid it. You can't put the rock and the country in separate boxes in this context.
And it owes a great deal to the influence of one man.
Just one man?
Just one man. Okay. His name, Graham Parsons.
Okay.
He sprinkled his magic country fairy dust on all sorts of different people. The Birds, mm-hmm. the Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. and the Eagles.
And the Eagles.
And who knows, all sorts of people. The Flying Burrito Brothers, his own little combo. The Gilded Palace of Sin, the album from 1968.
And he went on and did his...
After his stint in the Birds.
Correct. And did some things under his own name mm-hmm. in the early to mid-70s.
Yeah.
But
off of the Gilded Palace of Sin.
Which one is this?
This is Do Right Woman.
Which is... It is the Aretha Franklin song you're thinking of.
Yeah, it's the Chips Moman Dan Penn composition. You'll know it from Aretha. But the Burrito Brothers do an awfully good job of it as well.
So what you're saying is that the pop music country mellow rock crossover... Coming from
include
the country...
Includes some soul.
Includes some soul because here they are covering classic 60s R&B.
Wow, it was a fertile musical time, post-Summer of Love.
If you drop us a message, I'll fax you a graph of the sentence I just said.
Okay.
It's the Flying the Flying Burrito Brothers and Do Right Woman on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. Take I really love you, and I mean you. The star above you, crystal blue. Well, oh baby, my hair's on end about you.
Okay.
I wouldn't see you, and I love to. I fly above you, yes I do. Well, oh baby, my hair's on end about you. Floating, bumping noses, dodge a tooth that bends a luminous. Fangs all round the clown is dark below. The pole is hiding all the sunlight's good for us. Cause we're the fishes and all we do but move about is all we do. Well, oh baby, my hair's on end about you.
Floyd, before he took a lot of drugs and went crazy, Syd Barrett 1969.
And the secret to that song is that it took them 12 years to record that song.
Well, not quite that long.
I'm exaggerating, but the recording of the record with the help of his former bandmates, due to the fact that he was a bit mentally unstable.
Kind of out of it.
Yeah, it took a long time to get some usable performances out of him.
The song is called Terrapin. It's off of the Madcap Laugh, Syd Barrett's first of two solo LPs. And, yeah, kind of pieced together out of bits and chunks from the recording studio by Dave Gilmore and Roger Waters and some other folks.
I read one of the stories about them sort of actually walking around following him with a microphone as he aimlessly wandered about sort of singing the song.
So. Sad part is the pieces they put together turned into some really nice music, and one of the great tragedies in popular music is Syd Barrett's sad life.
And before that, the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Another great tragedy and another sad life. Graham Parsons and the Flying Burrito Brothers.
And Do Right Woman, which sounded all nice and sort of laid back and soulful.
Talk about country crossover. We just keep coming back to it. They just keep dragging us in.
Yeah, we weren't really planning on it. It just keeps happening that way. This is a group that went on to much more, you know, mainstream country success, but this was their burst onto any charts, their debut hit, which is far from being laid back. It's rather driving and direct.
It's Kiss You All Over by Exile.
On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
About you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay it in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you.
There's an image for you. I want to kiss you all over. Exile More to come right after this on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14, KLBB.
The yes, Rolling Stones.
Carry it high. The Rolling Stones.
Ooh, there's just a snippet of
just a
Jumpin'
Jack
Flash coming out there.
Yeah.
But that's a one that's a deep cut.
Yeah, a deep cut. Well, it was a single. It was a double A side kind of sorta with In Another Land, a Bill Wyman song.
So they were both deep singles.
Off of their Satanic Majesty's Request, the Stones' answer to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Meaning it was kind of psychedelic, and they wore funny costumes on the cover.
It was as psychedelic as the Stones ever got. Even when they tried to get all sprightey and elfin, they still ended up being really sinister.
It's called The Lantern.
The Lantern.
And, heavens. They've been chameleon-like.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have, you know, changed with the times. Mm-hmm. Only they have managed to sort of keep one foot in whatever the current thing is, and one foot firmly in the Stones, and and succeed, I would say, 8 times out of 10.
Yeah. No, they really are the world's greatest rock and roll band, Chuck.
Are they?
I would, well.
The Rolling Stone critics poll
widely
proves it.
Yeah, widely assumed to be the world's greatest rock and roll band.
Well, certainly one of the wealthiest.
They're just fine.
So, Kate Bush.
Yes.
Someone else who had hits, and here's one you may not have heard before. We're going into some obscurities.
Just a teens, and very nicely listenable obscurities. Kate Bush put out the Hounds of Love LP back when that came out, which I believe, what, 86? Is that 84? What? Let me look at the
You're
going to
leave me way
85.
In the dust. I have no idea.
All tracks, 85. Anyhow, she went on an extended sabbatical after The Dreaming, came out with The Hounds of Love, which just wowed everybody, was her most commercially successful around the world LP to date. And Kate, I'll call her Kate.
Because she calls you Joel.
Yes, on the first name basis with Kate, has a tradition of putting really interesting songs on her single B-sides. And this is one of them. It's a real sweet one, actually, and it's one that's highly regarded in the Kate Bush fans' circles.
Ooh.
It's called Under the Ivy.
I will listen and learn right along with y'all.
It's nice.
Kate Bush on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
It wouldn't take me long to tell you how to find it, to tell you where we'll meet. This little girl inside me is retreating to her.
Under the Ivy. Be back with the thrilling conclusion of Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14, KLBB.
Cosmic train, switch on summer, from a slot machine. Just get what you want if you want, yes, you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Stevens.
From the soundtrack of Harold and Maude.
And also from the T for the Tillerman LP.
Right.
That's nice.
Where Do the Children Play? From 1970. And he's around. We've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah.
He's gone back to pop music songwriting for charity purposes, benefiting, I believe it was, children in Bosnia.
Well, not so much pop music, just vocal music.
That's
composition
true.
And performance. In 1977, he converted to Islam, changed his name to Yusuf Islam. Actually, his real name is Stephen Georgiou, I mm-hmm. believe. So Cat Stevens is even a pseudonym for him. And yeah, so he's all over the spiritual map. The guy's a pilgrim. He's in search of something. Let's hope he finds it.
We're in search of what we'll play for next week, because we're all done for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us for the last couple of hours, as we do each and every Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
We play the mellow tunes, the soft tunes.
Smooth.
Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel? I am Joel Stitzel.
My name's Chuck Tomlinson, and you can find us here every week. You can also find us over on public radio airwaves over at the University of Minnesota station, KUOM 770 AM, Radio K. Where on Sunday afternoons at 3, we hold court doing Cosmic Slop, the forgotten pop of the 70s, in which all things 70s related, not just the mellow stuff, are all
right.
Fair game.
Yeah, we're all over the place in the 70s on Cosmic Slop. But right now, right here, you are listening to
AM 1400 KLBB, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and AM 1470 WLOL Brooklyn Park, which is your home for swing, Club 14 KLBB. And with that, we hope we will see you next week at 9,
mm-hmm.
and we bid you a good night.
Have a good evening, everybody. Enjoy the autumn.
It's Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
Right here on Club 14 KLBB.